Welcome, everyone. Be'ez Hashem, continue Pele Yoitz. Yoitz Aleph, Shir number 92, finishing off with a discussion about Amen. And then we start a new topic of Achim, brothers. The Pele Yoitz continues to discuss the importance of not just answering Amen properly, but saying Kaddish properly as well. Amen Yehishmi Rabba. We should say Kaddish properly to give the Tzibur the opportunity to answer Amen Yehishmi Rabba. Sometimes you have a person saying Kaddish, he runs through it so fast that you're trying to say Amen Yehishmi Rabba Mevarech Lo. You're trying to say the words that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yates, on base tells us that if a person, God forbid, had an evil decree placed upon him, it rips off the evil decree. It rips up the evil decree. The Chofetz Chaim said, this is the Eitzah he gave to Klal Yisrael during World War I. He said, say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba with proper Kavana. Say it out loud. Don't whisper it. Long live the King. Say it. Now don't do it in a screaming way that everyone turns around and says, who's that Meshuggah? The Mishru says that also. The Chofetz Chaim, he writes that in Mishru also. But I'm telling you what I saw the Chofetz Chaim writes in letters. That this was the Eitzah. He says, you don't realize, he tells people, how many lives you can save by saying Amen Heishmi Rabba. So therefore, the person who's saying Kaddish, he has to make sure he says Kaddish properly. And not to run through it. It's like he's davening on a shir. Sometimes I listen to shirim on fast play. And that's how the person is davening. That's one point he mentions over here. Talks about other aspects of Chazor Sashatz also to make sure Chazor Sashatz is said properly. Every word is heard properly, clearly. Then he brings a halacha we learned not too long ago from Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a small minyan, only 10 people, 12 people, you have to make sure that everyone says Amen, especially if there's only 10 people there. Those nine people are extremely important for them to make sure they're focused and answering Amen. And the Shulchan Aruch says, it's karov be'enai, it's close to being a bracha levatola. Now let's think for a second. The Chazan is repeating Shemona Esrei, for who? For the Tzibar. For the other nine people that are there. And if they're not saying Amen, it's karov, says the Shulchan Aruch, he brings us. Karov be'enai, karov le'yoiz b'rechoysov levatola. That the Chazan's brachas could be levatola. He gives an eitzah of, Pelyoz gives an eitzah, perhaps a suggestion how to deal with that. I want to turn to the next topic of Achim. Achim are brothers. And he says, just like when it comes to any other person in the world, there's a mitzvah of chesed to help someone else out. Whatever the person needs. There's a mitzvah of chesed. Ma toiv ma noim shevas achim gam yachad. Ba'ava, va'achva, sholom v'reyus. This is not a sheva brachos here. This is, we're saying that brothers, it doesn't just mean a brother and another brother. It could be a brother and a sister, or it could be a sister and a sister. That siblings should get along with each other. Matoy v'manoyim. How good and how pleasant, how beautiful this is. Then brothers live together in peace and harmony, with love for each other. Because if there's such a great responsibility and obligation to help another yid, to help another person who's not your flesh and blood, how much more so, says the Pele Yoitz, when you have the same parents, that makes you siblings. And the Torah HaKdosha, says the Pele Yoitz, is teaching us there is a greater responsibility to make sure you reach out to your brother, you reach out to your sister, and you make sure they're doing okay. whether it's emotionally, whether it's financially, any aspect you can help them and show that you care. And one man should help his fellow brother. The pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Zayin, Och, a brother litzara yivoleid. If there's a tzara, a tragedy, if there's a need that a sibling has, do something about it. Do something about it. Whatever the tzara might be. And the pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, it sounds so obvious, right? Well, of course, he's your brother. You know, you grew up in the same house. So you know what? Could be you're 20 years older than your younger brother. He never grew up in the same house. He's your brother. She's your sister. The pasuk says in Navi Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Zayin, Mi Besorcha is the basar, your flesh, your own blood. Al Tis'alam. Tis'alam is like Visalamta. You have an obligation that if you see an item, something lost in the street, you can't pretend you didn't see it, but you have to look to try to return it. Says the Navi, from your own flesh and blood, don't turn away. Don't pretend that you don't know he has problems. There are siblings out there who can help their other siblings. And unfortunately, they don't. They don't. Their own flesh and blood. Now, even if they're not their flesh and blood, they're not their brother or sister, it's another yid to help another yid. You're obligated. We're obligated. Allah has kama v'kama, says the Peleyoyitz. How much more so? And he says that forget about not helping. That's one problem. But now when they're fighting with each other, that the brothers, that the sisters, they're fighting with each other and they're not getting along with each other, what a busha, what an embarrassment this is to the parents. And the parent we're specifically referring to here is Avinu Shebashamayim. Umama oid gnai hadavar. How disgraceful this is. Be'enei Elokim v'odom, in the eyes of Hashem and people. Ki yariv bein anoshim achim, that there'll be fights, quarreling between siblings. Bushalahem, Klimalahem, Logalahem.